Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, women like this are living on easy mode. This one was Twitch streaming for years, simp farming and sending her subs to her Fansly account and other adult content pages. Twitch has finally started penalizing ladies like her for their actions. After all her channel was doing reruns with no new content. Glad to see that women like this are finally being somewhat punished for not following the rules while the rest of us are still forced to. Moving on, Osmond Gold says that the biggest threat to America's middle class is mostly white women wanting to import criminals from the third world to destroy the country to satisfy their suicidal empathy. I mostly agree with it, but not completely. Besides empathy, they also want the bad boy thugs to come in because they're usually attracted to them. It's also liberal women that are more guilty of this, but it's usually almost all women to some extent. Number three, in the UK, doing something like this is increasingly being seen as racist. We've now reached a whole new level of clown world where it's frowned upon to put your own country's flag up and increasingly being seen as a hate crime. Yet at the same time, putting up rainbow crossings is perfectly fine. Also, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to honor any flag, the worst thing you can do is paint it onto the ground for cars and people to trample on. Up next, this individual says that there are trans kids to protect in Palestine too. Not for long though, unless they learn how to fly. Why are so many people obsessed with Palestine these days? I don't think they really care about helping. I think they just want to get some attention because they are all addicted to it. After all, we're in an attention-based economy and everyone is fighting to be acknowledged for something, even if it's stupid or irrational. Number 5, as of scripting this, there are 3.3 million people that signed this petition, probably mostly Indians, and they say it's a tragic accident and no deliberate act. That the severity of the charges for this 45-year-old truck driver to go to prison do not match what he did, which is to do an illegal U-turn using an official vehicle lane. Not so tough without your turban now, are you? They even got him a trim for his beard. Maybe his lawyer told him to do that so he looked more respectable in court or something. Moving on, this woman says she doesn't date boomstick owners. Guys, what will we ever do now? Besides, what kind of simp would date her regardless of if she's AI-generated or not? I think that if you did own some boomsticks, but also owned a buffet, she would probably make an exception. I don't think that most guys that own weapons would actually want to date her. Hell, they probably wouldn't even want to hunt her for meat and eat her either. But you can sure bet that she probably would eat gun owners. Number 7, Ollie wonders why people think that Billie Eilish is hot and that she's nothing but mid. Guys like her because she looks average and they think that they could have a chance with her. Most guys are more likely to approach and be attracted to less attractive women if they think that they can approach and not be rejected by them. I believe she triggers that part of their brain. My ex of 10 years had a rack like that, so of course there's always that as well. Up next, this woman has had so many surgeries that she's starting to look like a wisdom tooth. Too bad there probably still isn't any wisdom in her. All enamel and no wisdom. Ages know that she still can't make a simple sandwich or clean the kitchen, and she's probably just as annoying as a wisdom tooth, and you have to go through a lot of pain to get her out of your life once she's in there. Number 9, apparently this is known as the London Banana. If you stay in the banana region, you'll have a great time in the city, but if you go outside of it, you'll face the horrors of enrichment. Here are the crime statistics, and you can surely see that the darker the green, the less crime there is to deal with. And this one shows you the house price map of the city as well. Someday I'll probably go and this will be helpful so I can avoid all the enrichment as much as possible. Moving on, GTA 6 will feature Pride Parades. Looks like that alone will make the game a lot of fun. Also imagine how many streamers are going to get cancelled by showing scenes where they take a leisurely stroll in a Mack truck through that parade. You know that the homophobes will lose their minds over this, and we won't be hearing the end of it. I suspect that somehow they'll detect people mowing down Pride Parades and ban them. This might be an intentional temptation. Number 11, Emma says that a lot of women don't want an actual partner, but they want a financial rescue plan. That's why relationships feel like business deals. Stay unmarried, guys. Don't be her beta backup plan. If you want to know if a woman is genuinely interested in you, then work on your looks, but hide your money and status. And if she wants you for just your body, then that's the closest you'll come to actually getting love from a woman. Up next, a social contract is broken. The wealth is being transferred from young to old. Inflation has devalued the currency, homes are unaffordable, education debt is nuts, and AI is automating all the entry-level white-collar jobs out there. Not to mention there's a demographic time bomb that'll make most housing affordable. but no one will have any money to buy it as their education debt interest rates and mortgage rates rise. Not to mention the younger generations have too little testosterone to do much of anything these days. Number 13, 1 in 3 men admits that they lost attraction to their partner after she stopped caring about herself. Probably more, but they just fear saying it out loud because if they do, then they'll be labeled as misogynists. Men aren't allowed to have preferences while women are. I never lost interest in my partner when she became a slob. I only lost interest when that slob started disrespecting me. What you really expect when women are told that they're perfect their entire lives. Moving on, meanwhile in the UK, women's rights groups say that linking sex attacks to migration is dangerous and racist. But it is true though, definitely. Women are the architects of their own demise and they seem perfectly happy to destroy themselves and end up wearing burqas. If they were logical, my guess would be that they would want migrant crime so they can blame it on white men, so they can take even more power. If enough white men stop caring about our civilization, then women will lose everything. They just don't realize that yet. Number 15 in the UK, the Notting Hill Carnival, was mostly peaceful, except 140 people being arrested. What a relief. I'd hate to see what it would look like if it wasn't peaceful. This is the same sort of vibe back when CNN reported on the BLM riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin, saying that they were fiery but mostly peaceful protests after a police shooting. The job of journalists now seems to be about making the bad look good and the good look bad. Up next, your mother will tell you to turn off your energy-efficient computer and let it rest, but she's been continuously running her ancient power-guzzling fridge since the breakup of Yugoslavia. She's just saying this to piss you off, because do you really think she cares about the power usage? She's creating drama and going for distance and irritation. Back in the day, turning off your computer was annoying because it would take 5 minutes to properly boot up again. Number 17, this woman went to India to cure her depression, and was raped, had her head forcibly removed, and was found hanging upside down in a tree. Why do Indians do this? Considering that the average IQ is in the low 80s, I'm guessing it has something to do with that. If you want to travel to India, even as a man, then watch the small-brained American YouTube channel. He says the place smells like feces and there are endless piles of trash, and most people will try and scam you. Moving on, Gareth is speaking out so other men don't actually face the same abuse. His abusive ex forced him to drink mouthwash and banned him from eating and showering. Many guys that read this story laugh at him and call him a simp for not leaving. They shame him and they don't seem to mention anything about correcting her behavior. Look at that pain in the guy's eyes and tell me that you'd still kick him when he was down. The ex looks attractive and I'm guessing that love kept him in the relationship being abused. Number 19, going back to the dangers of India, the US government says that India is full of dangerous people that will rape you, and tells women not to travel there alone. But the same US government is importing millions of Indians into your neighborhood. Somehow, if you vet people from India and give them a green card, they're no longer dangerous. It's absolute magic. Just look at this. Indian Americans make the most household income in the United States. Remember, we're importing the high IQ, high caste ones, and letting India rot. Up next, women need to chillax because Madonna is 65, and her boyfriend is 27, and Cher is 77, and her boyfriend is 35. So women out there should accept that their boyfriend probably hasn't even been born yet. Women will say this, but then complain when a man dates a woman that's 5 to 10 years younger than them. They're all about these double standards now, aren't they? The rule is always it's okay when we do it, and wrong when you do it. Number 21, someone wonders why if marriage benefits men more than women, it's always the women pressuring the men into marriage and commitments. Because they're trying to make it look like a good deal for men, even though it isn't. It's reverse psychology. Women want a lackey to do their maintenance around the house, and if they get bored with him, they want to know they can get their golden divorce parachutes, and then go out and buy a horse or date a Chad Roan. For men, marriage is the gift that soothes us. Moving on, women have reversed the gender pay gap in the UK in the 16 to 24 cohort, and now make 8% more than men, but you can sure bet that that won't stop them from continuing to promote the gender pay gap, claiming that it's real and is working against them. It's a gender earnings gap and women will never close that, because men are better at making money and doing businesses. The only way they could try and stop that is by lowering men's testosterone and self-esteem, which they already appear to be doing. Number 23, meet Irena Zarutska. She was ended on a train by a thug with multiple prior arrests for violent crime in Charlotte. Ironically, she fled Ukraine to the United States for her safety. Also, why wasn't that guy in jail if he had so many priors? Maybe we need to ask the district attorney. I'm sure that he wasn't playing favorites or anything. Maybe he thought that he reminded him of his son, so he just had to let him go or something. Op next, why is it that most men accept our disposability? We're sent to die in dangerous wars and work dangerous jobs, with high mortality rates. And if we don't do those things, then we're shamed into doing them. Men lack basic human rights, and most of us don't even know that we do. Many of us are now figuring it out thanks to the internet and checking outs. Why do you think that men going their own way is so dangerous to the state? They need us to be disposable and marry women so that we provide for them instead of the government. Number 25 on the last one, would you guys feel misled if you matched with the woman on the right on a dating app, and the woman on the left showed up? She looks like a sex doll with the makeup and all those filters on the right. She's probably just jealous that she'll never be one. She could also get tons of men looking the way that she does on the left. She just can't get the men that she wants anymore because she's post-wall. And you can see the fear in her eyes. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe, links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.